Welcome to Technology Espresso Cafe Radio. Dave and Jacqueline bring you up close and personal to the innovators, creative minds, and contributors in and around technology, STEM education, and STEM-related career fields of the future. Visit our website at www.technologyespresso.com.net and .org. There you will find our broadcasts with guests from all across the technology spectrum, our social media handles, and related content. So sit back with Dave and Jacqueline as they serve up Technology Espresso fast, hot, and intense.
Hello, time for another sip. And today's topic, I want to talk about what things can't computers do. Yes, you know, we're always bragging computers can do this, technology can do that. But this episode, we're going to flip it. Let's talk about what can't they do. So I did my research, I did some homework, and what I found was two different lists. One that said three things computers can't do, another one had it down to four. And I had to chuckle. The one that said four things that computers can't do, the first line said yes. It's now down to four. Previously, there were 10 things computers couldn't do, but just in the last 2 years, six of those 10 things have fallen off the list. So you have to kind of chuckle at that. So I'm going to go with the list of four. And that actually is based on an article based on fastcompany.com. So that's our reference for today's article. But basically, and it's ironic as I read the article and want to share some of the highlights on it, is that computers are great at doing repetitive and well-defined skills with well-defined rules. But there's a lot of things that still depend on the whole concept of reasoning and even feelings and emotions. So that's why we still have our list of four. And not to say that someone's not trying to build the logic and smart robots and deep thinking type robots, but they haven't worked out all of the kinks. So there's certain roles and jobs and skill sets that we're still going to need humans for. And one of them in particular will make you laugh. But let's talk about number one, dancing. Okay, they can drive cars and they can play chess, but they can't dance yet. The dexterity and the flexibility that's needed for dancing, similar to swimming, computers have not mastered that kind of elegance and that flow. Number two on our list is solving problems in which the rules do not currently exist or are often changing. And the example they give is a doctor diagnosing a disease or a lawyer writing a persuasive argument for an unprecedented case, and even creating new applications and software. Oftentimes, and I've said this before in other episodes, that what we do here in IT, we're actually solving problems that never been solved in this way with technology. So, in fact, computers are not ready to write their own code. So, that's why we're always promoting STEAM and STEM and going into technology and computing and getting those degrees, because someone's got to write the code that are used by these computers to perform these mundane tasks that we don't want to. I've said early on when I picked my degree in computer science, I picked it because I was lazy. There were certain things I didn't want to do over and over and over. I saw, you know, the big long accounting spreadsheets and using the hand calculators to add up a bunch of numbers. Nah, that wasn't for me, but I'll write the code so that the computer can do that type of stuff. Also, computers can't determine what is relevant. Decision making. It's only based on rules that are handed to them, written by the code, by the scientists and the programmers and the developers. So discovering new cures for different diseases, they wouldn't be able to discern that. To go underwater and do exploration and discover new species or know what samples to collect, unless it's specifically spelled out for them. Or even writing a story, gathering some random information and facts and turning that data into an actual story. Computers can't do that. Number four, performing complex tasks in a 3D space. Everything from cleaning a house, they may do specific things. We have our Roombas that, you know, they go back and forth, but again, it's very specific rules. But to clean a house top to bottom, even something like doing a manicure, we think of those as low skill work, but it requires the human logic and thought process and reaction, and every situation scenario is different. So in those scenarios, computers are no good. Laughs, they're not good for the warm, fuzzy, empathetic, artistic type things. The things that make people laugh. The things that make us human. So they're great for what they're worth, but they'll never take the place of entertainers, caregivers, and even therapists. So that said, there's still room for us humans along with computers, but someone's also got to program those computers. So keep that in mind. That's the big takeaway to as well. Someone's got to build them and engineer them and maintain them. So computers are here to stay, but don't worry. So are people and jobs that are people oriented. We need everything that I just listed. So important. So we need that balance, and we need to have humans at the table making decisions on what and how computers work. Self-driving cars, we need some humans that are being logical as to when it makes sense and when it doesn't. Make sure we are at the table. All right, this is a quick sip, so take it all in. I hope you enjoyed today's sip and join us again tomorrow. Thanks for now. Bye.
You have been listening to Technology Espresso Cafe Radio. For a full list of our broadcast archives, social media handles, contact information, and upcoming shows, visit our website portal at www.technologyexpresso.com.net and .org. Call our event hotline 855-484-6837 for a list of STEM-related events in various states across the country. That's 855-484-6837. Your feedback is important to us. Send us an email through our website or directly to technologyexpresso@gmail.com. Thanks for listening, and remember to listen, learn, leverage, launch.